Hello and welcome to the REC podcast, a bite-sized show that brings the latest news from the Retail Energy Code straight to your ears. I'm Sam Briggs, the Change Delivery Manager within the Code Manager team. Today I'm joined by Holly Law, the Code Release Manager, as we delve deeper into the improvements we're looking to introduce into the change process and presented at our recent webinar. Hi Holly. On our latest podcast, you gave us some insight into the background and objectives of the change process improvements happening under the REC. Can you tell me some more about the changes that we expect to see?
Hi, Sam. We've looked at the end-to-end process we use to manage changes submitted to us at the Code Manager. We've found some inefficiencies in the process and are proposing that we move to a system where issues are raised first before we go into a full change proposal. These issues will then go through a series of 5 stage gates, raising an issue, assessment, definition, change proposal, report and consultation, and finally, change proposal decision. Each stage gate defines several actions. Some will be optional, which can be added or removed dependent on the individual issue. The Code Manager will identify the path for each issue at the assessment stage, and this path will be ratified by the relevant responsible committee. Once we've had this approval, we will communicate to industry this path so there is no ambiguity as to what stakeholders can expect during its progression. What we're looking for is a behavioural shift by the Code Manager and stakeholders, introducing the majority of debate at the earliest opportunity during the definition stage. We want to reduce the burden on everyone. We'll make much more use of subject matter experts both internally and externally. We'll ensure that there is a full transparent debate at the appropriate industry groups and establishing a new dedicated issues group where stakeholders can interact with the changes they have an interest in. All groups and their findings will be clearly shared with stakeholders. We'll continue to have an appeal window for change proposals and then a release stage which remain unchanged.
That sounds really interesting, Holly. How do you intend to measure the success of moving into a new model, and will it make change move more quickly than we've seen to date?
It's a really good question, Sam. We've established a task force over the summer that has been looking at 52 change proposals that have not been moving as quickly as we'd have liked and testing some of our new ways of working on them. It's early days, but so far we've seen the average time taken for an issue to move through to a decision at the change panel to have reduced by a third. This time saving is also being seen across issues that have not reached a conclusion yet. We think these early signs are really promising. We still must make some formal changes to the change schedule and the introduction of the new change hub, which we believe will also show more improvements. You can see some case studies on the webinar recording, which you may want to have a look at for some more details.
The early signs sound good. It'll be interesting to see more positive results as we pass more changes through the new process. You mentioned in our last podcast that we were looking at a new change hub proof of concept. Can you tell me more?
Yeah, so it's a really exciting new development. We recognise the need for a new system that enables stakeholders to interact more easily. So we established a project that explored the needs of stakeholders and the working processes of the Code Manager. We tested our thinking with a small group of stakeholders who endorsed our approach and contributed ideas for our solution that met their needs. All of this enabled us to produce a set of comprehensive process maps and functional requirements for the new system. We've also produced an initial proof of concept. It's not a final solution, but a working demonstration of what we would like to introduce. If you want to see the demonstration, please take a look at the recording from the 4th of October webinar. We will keep you informed as we progress. This is just the beginning of our new ways of working.
Thanks for your time today, Holly. That's all for this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed listening and if you found it useful to learn more about the improvements that we're making to the change process. If you have any questions about any of the change process, we're here to help. Just drop us an email to inquiries@recmanager.co.uk and look out for the next podcast from the change team in the very near future.